Matthew chapter 5. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, because theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, because they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, humble, because they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, because they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, because they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, because they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, because they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness' sake, because theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you, when men shall revile, curse, say bad things about you, and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely, because of me. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, because great is your reward in heaven, because they also persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its flavor, with what shall it be salted? It is from then on good for nothing, but to be cast out, and to be trodden underfoot of men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle, and put it under a bushel 8 gallons or 30.2 liters basket or pot, but on a candlestick, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets. I have not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Because truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or stroke of the pen shall pass from the law until all is fulfilled. Whoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments, and shall teach men to do so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Because I say to you, that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said by those of old time, You shall not kill, and whoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say to you, that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment, and whoever shall call his brother idiot shall be in danger of the council, but whoever shall call him stupid shall be in danger of hellfire. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Agree with your creditor quickly, while you are in the way with him, lest at any time the creditor delivers you to the judge, and the judge delivers you to the officer, and you are thrown into prison. Truly I say to you, you shall by no means come out from there until you have paid the last cent. You have heard that it was said by those of old time, You shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, that whoever looks at a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart. And if your right eye offends you, pluck it out and cast it from you, because it is better for you that one of your members perish than that your whole body should be cast into hell. And if your right hand offends you, cut it off and cast it from you, because it is better for you that one of your members should perish than that your whole body should be cast into hell. It has been said, Whoever shall divorce his wife, let him give her a writing of divorcement. But I say to you, that whoever shall divorce his wife, unless she is guilty of infidelity, causes her to commit adultery, and whoever shall marry her who is divorced commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it has been said by those of old time, You shall not swear in your own name, but shall perform to the Lord your oaths. But I say to you, do not swear at all, neither by heaven, because it is God's throne, nor by the earth, because it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, because it is the city of the great king. Neither shall you swear by your head, because you cannot make one hair white or black. But let your answer be yes, yes, no, no, because whatever is more than these comes from evil. You have heard that it has been said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you that you not resist evil people, but whoever shall strike you on your right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man will sue you at the law and take away your coat, let him have your cloak also. And whoever shall compel you to go a mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks of you, and from him who would borrow from you do not turn away. You have heard that it has been said, You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, Bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father who is in heaven, because he causes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. Because if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? You therefore be perfect, even as your Father who is in heaven is perfect.